This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, a sampling of some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town. Richard Yeh is a producer in the newsroom, and he managed to see a preview of the new Broadway production of A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which officially opens on Sunday. It's also kind of fun to say out loud.
So I've never laughed so hard in a Broadway musical, and the house was hysterical throughout the show.
This is something we don't really see on Broadway kind of anymore, especially in a musical, something that's so funny.
Yeah, it's extremely charming. The lead actor plays 8 characters. At every turn, there is a new surprise. You know, the costume changes happen so quickly, so swiftly.
And he dies a few times, right?
He dies not just a few. He dies 8 times throughout the show.
Maybe murder is not your thing. Well, how about art? As a listener services associate, Noah Cardos-Fine listens to a lot of radio and gets ideas on what to do from some of the shows he hears on WNYC.
I just heard on the Leonard Lopate show about an exhibit at the Gagosian Gallery featuring new works by Richard Serra.
Are you a fan of his?
I would say so. His pieces are usually massive. He works with a lot of heavy pieces of metal, things like that, and it's just really kind of awe-inspiring to see these in person because they're usually pieces you can even walk inside of and really makes you think about the kind of manpower and planning and force that it takes to work with these pieces of metal.
How about woman power? For that, we turn to WNYC Metro editor Andrea Bernstein.
I'm going to recommend the lesbian feminist edition of Weekend Picks. So you could start out at the Brooklyn Museum and see the Wageshe Mutu exhibit. She is a Kenyan collagist, fantastic feminist art as part of the Feminist Art Center there. Then you could go on down and see Blue is the Warmest Color, which is a sort of controversial French movie. Some feminists are saying that it's too voyeuristic with the very long, slow lesbian sex scene. But my view is most heterosexual movies are much more voyeuristic. And then you can cap it off with Fun Home at the Public, which is a terrific Alison Bechdel graphic novel set to music and written by Lisa Cron. Fantastic writing with 3 versions of the famous author of Dykes to Watch Out For.
Have you done all of these things?
I've done all of these things. Isn't New York grand?
We also have a grand website, WNYC.org, and that's where you can get more information and links to the events in our staff picks. You can also comment or suggest your own weekend activity. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.